Councilman Curtis Jones proposed the new demolition regulations. He says they'll help make sure those who tear down buildings know what they're doing.
When you start thinking about safety plans that had to be on file and current insurances that needed to be checked on, when you think about the general notion that the honor system wasn't always honorable, I think many of those factors played into it when the tragedy on Market Street happened.
Councilwoman Maria Quinones Sanchez says the regulations aren't enough. City officials need to ensure empty buildings are secure so they remain structurally sound until it's time to demolish them.
I think it shows that if we're out there sooner, if we have a higher standard of what is expected in terms of having vacant structures sealed from the public, I think all of those things give you a bigger return on investment.
The investment would come in the form of extra enforcement funding for the Department of Licenses and Inspections. Council will look at that as part of the budget process. I'm Tom McDonald, WHYY News.